to CJLO, Concordia's Underground
Radio. For CJLO News, I'm Zach Bouvier. Media company Quebecor has announced it will be removing ads from Facebook and Instagram effective immediately. This will include ads from all of Quebecor's subsidiaries and business units, which includes Videotron, MusicCor, and Tivia Group. The decision comes after Meta said it would remove all Canadian news links when the Online News Act becomes law by the end of the year. The company says Meta's refusal to engage in negotiations with the federal government should not be tolerated. Quebecor is also urging other companies, governments, and institutions to do the same. A report from a House of Commons Committee on Agriculture and Agri-Food suggests the federal government needs to look into removing best-before dates on food labels. The report found Canadians don't understand the best-before labels, and it leads to excess food waste. Experts say the dates refer to when the product is past its peak freshness and not when it is expired. Most Canadians believe the product is no longer safe to consume after the date, but experts say Canada has very few products with actual expiry dates, such as baby formula. University of Guelph professor and waste management researcher Kate Peruzzo believes consumers should learn more about food safety to know for themselves whether their food is safe for consumption. The United States saw several deadly shootings over the 4th of July weekend. Mass shootings took place in Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Fort Worth, Texas. Philadelphia's mass shooting occurred Monday, killing 5 and wounding 2 others, after a gunman opened fire on apparent strangers. In Fort Worth, 3 people were killed and 8 were injured at a local festival, police reported Tuesday. Baltimore's shooting at a neighborhood block party left 2 dead and 28 injured, about half of them being children. On Tuesday, President Joe Biden called on Congress to pass stricter gun laws. For more, visit CJLO 1690 AM podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Come, for you to find a new place. Out of my house, roach. just isn't hip.
Just isn't hip.
So I think it's time.
I think it's time.
You abandon ship.
You abandon ship.
It's one of us.
Yes, one of us.
Just doesn't belong.
Just doesn't belong.
And I think it's you.
I think it's you.
That has to move along.
That has to move along.
Yes, if I were you.
If I were you.
It would be my goal.
It would be my goal.
To leave this house.
To leave this house.
And save your soul.
And save your soul.
Please, Mr. Roach.
Please, Mr. Roach.
Won't you abide?
Won't you abide?
Cause I got a hotel.
Cause I got a hotel.
And some pesticides.
And some pesticides.
Get out of my walls.
Get out of my walls.
Get off my floor.
Get off my floor.
And make your way.
And make your way.
Right out the door.
Right out the door.
Get away from my chair.
Get away from my chair.
Stay off my couch.
Stay off my couch.
Get out of my house.
Get out of my house.
Mr. Roach.
Mr. Roach.
You're pushing Providence.
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 I want you out of my house.
Get out of my house.
I get out of my house.
Get out of my house.
I get out of my house.
Welcome to Brave New Jams here on CJLO 1690 AM. I am Clifton Anger. And that was the Shuffle Demons getting this show started. And they headlined last year at the Shazam Festival. And tonight's episode is all things Shazam. And if you want, we got tickets given away. You just got to email at bravenewjams@gmail.com. And those tickets can be yours. All right, up next, we got some classic Jerry Garcia with a Jimmy Cliff cover of The Harder They Come.
They tell me of a pie up in the sky, waiting for me when I die. Miniature bones when you die, you never seem to hear even your cry. Sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my share. What's mine? Harder they come, harder they fall, harder they come, harder they fall. Trying to keep me down, trying to drive me on the ground. Though I think they got the battle won, they say forgive them, Lord, they know not what they've done. Sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my share of what's mine.
The harder they come, the harder they fall.
Harder they fall,
harder they fall.
Forgive them, Lord, they know not what they've done. One simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here. What do we have?
CJLO.
Right. Are they ill-tempered?
Absolutely.
Well, that's a start.
The Festival International Nuit d'Afrique invites you to its 37th edition in Montreal, from July 11th to the 23rd, for a worldwide musical journey. Hundreds of artists from Africa, the Caribbean, Latin America will entertain you with more than 150 concerts and activities for the whole family. Enjoy this festive and unique event rich in discoveries. Don't miss the rebellious music of Delgris and the funky Afrobeat of Keleta and the Super Yama Band, and much more. Visit festivalnuitdafrique.com for complete program.
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
Thank you.
was the Sunset Drip with Where Is the Sun? I believe. Yes, that was what we just heard. Just double checking on the Spotify there. And Sunset Drip is one of the bands that will be playing at Shazam Fest. They will be headlining on Friday night. And okay, here we go. Now I can hear myself. Yes, they will be playing Friday night at 11 o'clock at the Shazam Fest, along with many others, including Ziv's Freak Show, which is famous for including the Mighty Levitius, who will be on the air with us later on in the show, whether it might be the second hour or it might be the end of the first hour. You'll just have to stay tuned to find out. But right now we have an interview with the... with Zeef, the CEO, head creator, head content creator, this man about town at Shazam Fest. And we had him on the air last week, but in case we missed it, we're going to replay the interview right now. We're here with Zeef, the artistic director and director general of Shazam Fest. That's taking place over the weekend of July 13th through 16th. And that is happening in Aerscliff, is that correct?
Yeah, well, close to Aerscliff. We're in Barnston West, actually.
Barnston West. And that is, what's the biggest town that people can get a reference from?
We're halfway between Magog and Quaticook, actually. So.
Quaticook, that's near Sherbrooke?
Sherbrooke is about half an hour north of us. But we're like between Stanstead and Quaticook, Magog and Sherbrooke. We're right in the middle of all that, you know.
Okay, perfect. And this is the 18th edition, I think, I believe.
Yes, it is. Yes, we can, you know, your favorite festival can now is the legal drinking age, you know.
That's right. When you started the fest, did you ever think it would still be going strong 18 years later?
I was an innocent and I had no clue of what I was doing. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I thought, but it definitely feel... it's a mixed emotions, you know, just thinking about all the time that I've devoted and all the energy devoted into this project. But it's cool, man. I'm happy, you know. Not most festivals don't last 5 years, and now we're at 18, so that's pretty impressive. I think it's something that's you know, it's created its own artistic sphere, you know, its own little miniature world of Shazam. So I think that's really cool. Over the years we have you know, many generations of kids that have been brought up coming to the festival, and now they're coming to the festival with their kids. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and before long it'll be like third generation and you'll feel really old.
Yeah. Well, exactly. You know, it's not just the gray hair on my head that makes me feel old sometimes.
But I noticed that the site's been built up over the years.
Yeah, well, we've added, definitely. We have three stages, and like I think we are up to 16 different structures we've built over the years. We have the pirate ship, the collective kitchen. We have the bar and the three other kiosks. Food kiosks, and then we have another structure for another, like the cafe. Then we have the for the merch, and for we have a new stage that we built this year with a new bar in the amphitheater. So yeah, we have lots of cool things. So yeah, even if it rains, it's most people can find coverage.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
and I noticed this year you have some returning acts and some first timers to the fest as well.
Yeah, most of them are first timers, I would say, aside from the Sunset Drip, which they won our Battle of the Band last year and killed it on the Saturday night at the bar. So they're playing the main stage this year, Friday afternoon. So that's fun. But one of the bands I'm really looking forward to is a Calypso band from Toronto called Kobo Town. So they're a really great band, and I'm looking forward to that. And then there's some, yeah, fan favorites, like some of the freaks that do the freak show, like the Mighty Levitius is back, and some of our burlesque favorites. And but we got lots of things going on this year, especially like family-oriented, you know, every year we step it up a bit. Last year we had... almost 500 kids on site. So we have a whole new scene in the since 2018. There's been way more kids. There's a lot more kids coming to the festival, so we have a lot more programming for them. And this year we have like the Shazam Olympics, so we have a whole bunch of games and sports and like, you know, grain bag races and carry an egg on a spoon across and all sorts of like fun games. And we got lots of like, you know, workshops for the kids and for parents to do all sorts of stuff. So it's cool, you know, like I like that whole aspect, and it reminds people, you know, with all the kids on the site, it reminds people, you know, you can play and then you can have fun, and they people, you know, get into the games that we do. And I think that's like it's that summer camp feeling, you know, that we don't get when we were adults anymore. So I like to provide that, and I think there's a lot of fun to be had with that. So it's not just the music. And then there's always like the fan favorite. Sunday is free for everybody. So if you've never been to the festival and you don't want to take the monetary engagement to come, you can come on Sunday. It's free. There's wrestling. There's music. There's a bunch of stuff. Bring your kids. It's a paradise for the kids with the river right now on the site. So they can go swimming in the river, which is really not deep. So it's not dangerous. There's no current, and lots of cool things, you know. Yeah, I'm excited this year. We're more ready than ever. We've done a bunch of improvements on the site, new trails, new places to go, new things, new lights, new attractions. So I think that's cool. And yeah, that's fun.
And you have camping?
Yeah, last year we had 1,500 people camp out on site. So I'm expecting them pretty much the same. So yeah, most people come, they show up on the Thursday, and they stay till the Monday. So, you know, everybody's invited to come and have a good time. We start, we open the doors, around six on Thursday. Thursday, we start off with a bang. We have a couple punk bands playing at the bar on Thursday. So that'll be a lot of fun. There's a Sherbrooke famous, punk band, Quebec famous punk band called, General Fools playing on the Thursday night with, another act called Ultra Pterodactyl. And they're two punks bands. That's we're going to start out. I think that's going to be lots of fun. And then on Friday, things start at noon, and people, you know, last year, most people showed up early. So it was lots of fun. We had 500-600 people on the Thursday night. So, you know, come for the whole experience. It's not that expensive. And we have like all sorts of services this year. We're charging I think it's $30 to feed your kid for the 3 days of the festival. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we feed your kid at 3 meals a day plus snacks, so for $30. So that's cool. And we also have this new service, this glamping service, with our friends who we have associated with. They're called the Bivouac Underground, and they rent out tents with the beds and the everything. You can get a single tent with your sleeping bag, all the stuff you need, lights, you know, recharging stations. They have a collective kitchen to cook your own food, and it costs $60 for your single tent. I think it's $100 for a tent with a bed on the floor, and then if you're on a raised bed, it's like $200 for the whole weekend. So you don't even have to bring your sleeping bag or anything. You can just show up and rent a tent. You get in touch with Bivouac Underground, which there's a link on our site or on our Facebook page, and they'll hook you up with accommodations basically at the festival. So
that's a great idea.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. We did it. Like I organized another festival on site this year called Triskel, and we did it with her, and it was really cool. I thought it was a really cool service. So like for $100, you don't have to bring any of your camping gear with you. You don't have to set anything up. It's all set up for you when you get there. It's like for the 4 days, you can crash out. You know, it's like you just have to pack your food and pack your stuff, pack your kids, whatever, and you can have a great experience. I think it's really fun.
Yeah, and when you leave, you don't have to worry about packing everything back up.
Yeah, if it's raining or anything, you don't have to deal with any of that. I know, if that was offered to me and I was going to a festival, I'm pretty sure that these days I would take them up on that offer, you know? So I think it's a pretty good deal. And if you're just alone, it's $60 for a single tent with a bed in it for the weekend. I mean, You can't beat that. You can't even buy a tent and a sleeping bag for that price. So.
Yeah, and for people who aren't doing that, the camping is right next to the car. It's quite easy. There's no walking or anything like that.
Well, we have shuttles, so the parking and the camping are not exactly the same place, but it's a 5-minute walk. It's not really that far. So, and the RVs, all the vehicles in the RVs are on one side of the road where we have, you know, people can camp there too. And then we have a campground that's just for tents and makes it more makes it more fun. I think, you know, people are, instead of being in their vehicles with their things, I think it's also a safety measure that not having vehicles in the campground, you know, so.
Right.
It makes things a lot more fun for everybody because of all the kids, you know. I don't want vehicles running around everywhere, so.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I noticed you're having a hip hop.
Yeah, my friend Willie Scandals from Kennewaukee, just on the other side of the bridge there, is, you know, he's been making hip hop since the late 80s, early 90s in Montreal with Buda Blaze and other hip hop legends of our. Of Montreal, and he's bringing a whole bunch of up and coming MCs. I think they're 9 MCs to do a 2-hour hip hop show at Shazam this year. So that's going to be really fun. Looking forward to that.
And that's Friday night.
Yeah, that's Friday night. And that's, then we got a cool, we got like a bunch of cool stuff happening on the Friday. So, here I'm just.
And then there's Pyro Circus is back. That's always, quite the show.
Which though? Oh yeah,
Pyro Circus.
Those are my friends from Berlin. Actually, are coming. They're from Berlin. They're one of them is from Saint-Rosenau. Half the year she lives in Saint-Rosenau, and the other half she lives in Berlin. So she's coming with her crew from Berlin to do a fire show.
Oh wow,
it's gonna be lots of fun. I got a really cool freak show and burlesque thing going on with a bunch of people from Ontario, Quebec, Montreal, a little bit of all over the place. We got Steve Winchester, who's a really cool guy who does a bunch of weird stuff. And there's the Mighty Leviticus, who's the fan favorite. And we got Daddy Red, who's everybody's favorite sword swallowing crown. And we got Roxy Cage, who does a bunch of typical freak show stuff. We have Lily Carmagnol from the Carmagnol crew also, who's there. And it'll be lots of fun. And we finish off the night on the Friday night with the ska band in the bar. And this year we have a cool electronic music lineup, so I'm really stoked about that. We got a bunch of stuff on the Friday night. We have my friend who's flying in from Mexico. He's lives on the west coast of Mexico. He's coming in. He's called the Chicharron. He grew up here and actually close to the festival site in Rambouro. So that's cool. He's coming back. He's been living like over 20 years in Mexico, and he's coming to play a set. He does a live looping station electronic thing. And then we have also some cool DJs, but some live electronic music. There's Imersao, he does this like live music. It's all live instruments, and he does like this ambient dub kind of sound, so it's like a mix of didgeridoo and hand panned and looping and all sorts of stuff, so it's really cool. And then there's Novitera, who does this like rock based electronic set, which is really cool. Live, he plays and he sings, and then he with his beats, so I'm really psyched about that. And then there's a whole bunch of other cool, really cool DJs like Prana Papa, who plays everything from like Balkan swing to dubstep to anything, you know. He's a really amazing DJ, so I'm super stoked for the electronic set that we have and the stage that we built and everything. It's a really cool place. And then on the Friday, on the Saturday, we have like tons of really cool stuff, really good burlesque show, bunch of fire. We have El Balcon that's finishing the night on the main stage, which is a really cool Mexican band from They're from Veracruz, the style of music they do in Mexico, and they're from Montreal, based out of Montreal, and they're a really cool band. And there's Cobo Town before them, and then we finished the night off with a band called Plomberie, which is they're a drum and brass band. They're it's drums, sousaphone, trombone, and trumpet, and they lay down these grooves, and they invite a whole bunch of other artists to come and play with their on their set. So they, you know, poets, rappers, musicians come and sit in on their sets. It's really lots of fun. So
That sounds like it should be a great weekend. And once again, that's from July 13th through the 16th.
Yeah, and yeah, there's tons of things going on, and it's free on Sunday, so don't be shy. Come and visit if you don't want to get your feet wet this year, but I'm sure I can guarantee you, if you come on the Sunday next year, you're coming for the whole festival. That's always a guarantee. There's lots of people over the years who came just for the Sunday, check out the wrestling, check out the stuff, and then they were hooked, and they've been coming back ever since, so
People just get tickets online, or they just show up at the fest and they get tickets?
They can get tickets online. They can go to our website, which is shazamfest.com. So Shazam like the superhero and fest like festival.com. Or they can check us out on our Facebook page or our Instagram or our Twitter. Check out. There's tons of videos and things online about our festivals. So, and they can get tickets. It's $175 for the weekend, 4 days included. It's free for kids, 13 and under. There's prices for seniors and there's prices for families. So if you're two adults and two teenagers, you can get a family pass, which is a lot less money than if you are paying for each individual ticket. So, and there's passes for Saturday and for Friday, and for it's $15 on Thursday for the punk show. So people can come camp out on the Thursday night for $15 and check it out. So there's lots of options for people to come and see what's up. And we have a carpooling group on the Facebook, so people can check that out. You know, it's always better to come lots of people in a car than all by yourself. So
yeah, much more green and much more fun as well.
Yeah. And, you know, like, Shazam Fest takes place on my family farm. You know, it's a green festival. Last year, with 2,000 people over 4 days, we produced 10 bags of garbage. So that's my challenge to everybody. Bring your cups, because we don't offer you anything that you can throw out. So you got to bring your cups for your beer or your drinks. Bring your plates, bring your forks and knives. Come and enjoy the festival. There's like tons of really good food. We have four different kitchens providing different foods. So there's everything from vegan to carnivores. You know, we got you covered. So,
well, great. Thanks for being on the show.
Man, thanks for having me. And I hope to see you at the festival this year. We'll be right back.
that was another one by the Sunset Grip with their new song, Midnight Walker Blues. And they will be performing, as you heard, at Shazam Fest next weekend. And I forgot to mention, if you're curious, way back when the Jerry Garcia Band was from a concert back on November 26th of 1988 in California, Los Angeles, California, at the Wildern Theater. And I should remind everybody that if you want to win those tickets, you just got to email at bravenewjams@gmail.com. And that will be coming up at the end of the second hour. But at the beginning of the second hour, we are, in fact, privileged to have the mighty Leviticus in the studio tonight. And if we are lucky, he will be forming Feats of Strength right here on the radio. So stay tuned for that up next or later in the second hour of Brave New Jams.
Blank Scoob, we're all out of Scooby snacks.
Zoinks,
what are we going to do now?
BJLO?
CJLO, like that super swell, Scoob.
Roby roll.
Vous venez d'arriver à Notre-Dame-de-Grâce? Voulez-vous apprendre le français? Êtes-vous à la recherche d'un emploi? Aimeriez-vous mieux connaître vos voisins? Depuis 2012, Bienvenue à NDG donne la bienvenue aux personnes nouvellement installées dans le quartier en offrant du soutien pour s'orienter, s'intégrer et se sentir chez soi. Soutenu par la communauté de NDG, Bienvenue à NDG est un organisme à but non lucratif qui a pour mission de faciliter l'intégration des personnes immigrantes à la vie communautaire de Notre-Dame-de-Grâce ainsi qu'à la société d'accueil et de favoriser les relations interculturelles. Nos services sont gratuits et nous pouvons vous accompagner dans plus de 20 langues. Faites partie de notre communauté. Allez sur notre site internet bienvenuendg.ca et fixez rendez-vous avec nos personnes conseillères en intégration. En partenariat avec le gouvernement du Québec.
Check out Jay Nice and Lady Oracle in the Limelight every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for underground hip-hop and R&B right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Thank you. ses larmes douces, douleur, une fausse alarme, un leurre. Un état compensatoire pour un constat bien notoire.
De l'ordre des Chinois. Ne te friez, faut pas plutôt trembler, pâlir, penser, résister, et même un jour peut-être vous offrir. Préparez vengeance, commence, évasion à loisir. Vous n'en ferez rien, ne sortirez pas intelligent d'ici. Scalpel,
voici,
un forcet,
voilà.
Pelle la tarte. Oh, coupisse.
Fais gaffe.
On serre là.
C'est délicat.
Et on aplatit.
Non, pas comme ça. Il pourrait perdre la vie. Laissez-le-moi.
Laissez-nous.
that was some Jardin Mechanic, and they had played a hell of a show on Shazam Fest back, and that passed, I should say. It is hot in the studio. My mind is going, but we are going to persevere. And I should remind everybody that if you want to email and win those tickets, you just got to do that at bravenewjams@gmail.com. All right, we're going to end off the first hour with some Goose. And this is live at Northlands Festival. This recorded on June 17th of this year, last month, a few weeks ago. And this is Bruised Orange. Or not. Seems the computer is also struck by heat fever. Let's see. There we go. All right, now it's working.
My heart's in the ice. Come pillow, come back. Like a long ago Sunday, when I walked through the alley on a cold winter's morning to a church house just to shovel some snow. I heard sirens on the train tracks, how naked, getting new. An altar boy's bed hit by a local commuter just from walking with his back to